Once upon a time, there were two girls, and their names were Anna and Bella. And they were just the cuddliest two little girls you ever knew. Always holding hands and hugging. And always so happy in each other's company. It was like they were only ever really happy when they were together. But one time, Anna's mummy, she comes and she has some very bad news for Anna. She says that she's got a new job, and so everyone, they're all going to have to move to a new city. It's going to be many, many miles away, but it's going to be a good new life for them all. But of course, Anna's just thinking about Bella. Does this mean I won't be able to see Bella? And Mum explains that why, yes, it does. And Bella will be so far away, it just won't be possible to see her anymore. And that's when Anna starts to cry. Because Bella means all the world to her. How can she even imagine living somewhere where she can't see Bella? She goes to her room and she's just crying and crying, and it goes on all day. Mum starts to get worried. She starts to think, well, poor Anna's going to get herself sick like this. So she goes to the door and she says, Anna, there's someone I think might be able to help. Anna brightened up. What? Could they change the situation? Could they make it be that they don't actually all have to move to the new city? She can't really change the situation, says Mum. Rather, she could help you feel better about it. She's a storyteller. Anna shot back that she didn't want to listen to a stupid storyteller. She just didn't want to move. And started crying again. Well, this just went on. It just went on for another 3 days. Yes, 3 days. Anna crying, not coming out of her room, not responding when her mum came to the door. But after 3 days of this, eventually Anna emerges. And she starts asking about that storyteller, because I've been crying for so long and I don't want to feel this bad forever, she says. And so off they go. And it's quite a long journey, because this storyteller lives right at the very edge of their city. Right at the very edge, but in a house that's so lovely, almost like a little country cottage with a lot of green all around it. And when she comes to the door, why, Anna's struck by how nice she looks and how nice she smells. Her whole house smells good. And inside, why, it's very cosy and very nice and very warm. And the old lady says, go and sit by the window, Anna, where it's nice and sunny. And so Anna goes, and she sits on a little chair that's right in the sun by the window. And the old lady, she goes and gets some tea and some biscuits, and she puts them in front of Anna, and why then she starts to tell her her story. Once upon a time, there was a wizard. And this wizard, why, he'd lived in the same town all his life. And so he's very good at fixing people up, because they'd all get the same kind of ailments around there. If they cut themselves on something rusty, why, he knew just the herbs for that. And he'd gather them from the forest, and he'd make all kinds of tinctures and poultices and fix them up just right. Why, if they ate too much of something, or they ate the wrong kind of mushrooms in the woods, in those parts. They'd come to him all sick, clutching their stomach, and he'd know just what to do. He'd know just how to fix them up with the herbs that grew in those same forests. But one time, a woman, she comes to him looking terribly sad. And she tells him that she's just lost her beloved husband, whom she had loved so much. And she wants something for the grief. Well, the wizard had never had anyone come to him with that kind of thing before, so he says she should come back the next day and he'd have something for her. And then, why, he did what he always would do when faced with a new ailment that he didn't know how to fix. He went deep, deep into the forest. So far indeed that almost nobody ever went this far in. There were no tracks and no trails. Soon it was just him in the depths of that place. And he's looking for a tree. Yes, he's looking for a tree, the biggest and oldest tree in that whole forest. The tree that he always goes to when he needs an answer, when he needs to know what's going to fix up the latest problem. And before long, why, he finds it. Oh, what a tree. The oldest tree in the forest and the biggest by far. And it's like an old friend to him. And he goes to the tree and he sits with his back against it. And then, sitting right there, he starts to tell all the stories that the woman just told him. All the stories she had just told him, all about the happy life that she had with her husband. All the fine and lovely things that they do together. All the ways that they would love one another. And as he sits there with his back against the tree, why, the wizard telling all her stories, it's as if he's telling his own story. As if it's him that's just lost a loved one. And at the end of all of this, why, it's him that's crying, as if it's him that's had the loss. And his tears roll down his cheeks and they drop onto the soil and they nourish the earth where the tree is growing. And then, just what happened on all occasions when he'd come out asking for help like this, why, the tree, it gives him an answer. There, just ahead of him, there starts to grow from the earth a little bush. There starts to grow from the earth a little bush with one white flower. Quite the loveliest little white flower you ever did see. And when it's all grown, why, the wizard, he gets up and he thanks the tree and he digs the soil around that little bush with its one white flower and he pulls it out of the ground and he puts it in his little bag and he takes it home. And when the next day the woman comes, why, he hands her that lovely bush with its lovely flower. And she looks at it and she says, oh my, that's so beautiful, but what am I supposed to do with it? And the wizard then explains that she should take it and plant it in her garden, and whenever she feels the sadness of her husband's absence, she should go to that little bush and she should speak to it as if it were her husband. Just speak to it as if he were right there next to her, and she would feel better. And so that's what she did. She took that lovely bush And she took it back home and she planted it in her garden. And every time she felt sad, why? She'd go to that little bush and she'd speak to it as if it were her husband, as if he were really there, right next to her. And in the beginning, she'd often cry. The tears would roll down her cheeks and water the earth where that little bush grew. So that in time, why, it grew larger and larger. And she'd keep coming back out there and talking to that little bush, which was now not quite so little. She'd talk to it and talk to it, and before long, why, it wasn't a matter of crying anymore. It was just a matter of being close and feeling his presence. And in time, why, that bush is so lovely that it has the most wonderful fragrance, that whenever she stands next to it and breathes it in, she already feels better. Until there's just no more grief. After a long time, there's just no more grief. There's just gratitude and a sense of his presence and those beautiful white flowers. And if you look out the window, said the old woman, you'll see that bush right there. And Anna, she looked out of the window, and there, right in front of the living room window where she was sitting in the sun, there was the biggest and loveliest bush. She looked at the old woman. She looked at the bush. She ran outside. And no sooner was she standing in front of that bush, why, this lovely fragrance, it just enveloped her, like it was all around her. And it felt so lovely. It felt so soft and comforting. She just stood there with her eyes closed. And when she opened them, lady, she had a little plant in her hands, a bush just like the one that Anna was standing next to, with just one little flower that she dug up from the earth just a little way off from that big bush. This, said the old woman, this is for you, for your grief. And Anna was very happy, and she took the little bush away, and when they'd moved to the new city and to the new house, why, Anna went straight into the garden, and she planted it right there in her new garden. She called it her Bella bush, and whenever she was missing her friend, why, she'd go out to that place. And she'd speak to that little bush as if it were Bella, as if her friend, her beloved friend, was right there next to her. And in the first few days and weeks, why, the tears would flow and water the soil around that bush. But after a while, there weren't so many tears anymore. And the bush grew larger and larger until there were many white flowers, and the fragrance was so comforting and so nice that sometimes Anna would just come out there and close her eyes and breathe it in, and just standing there, she'd feel better. Well, the years went by and the years went by until Anna was a young woman. And then, one day, she got a call from Bella. Turns out that Bella was looking for universities up and down the country, and she happened to be coming to Anna's city to look at the university there. Well, Anna was so excited, and she invited her straight round for a cup of tea, and when she turned up, why, she took her old friend straight out to the garden, straight out to that bush, which by now was so large, with so many, many flowers all upon it, that it was a wonder to behold. Bella just stood there, admiring this wonderful tree. And then she closed her eyes, and she breathed in that lovely smell. She said, whispering, "It's beautiful." Well, then, Anna, she felt safe to tell her the whole story. The whole story of how that bush had even come to be there. And when she'd finished, Bella took both of her hands in hers and said, "Why don't we go to university together? Let's find one we really like and we'll go there together." And that's just what they did. They found a university that they wanted both to go to, and they found themselves a flat with a nice garden. And in that garden, why, they planted a little bush. A little bush that Anna had dug from her own garden, that had grown a little way off from her big Bella bush. And those two girls, why, they had so much fun. They had so much fun in the university. And they were just as playful and close as they'd been as little girls. And that bush, it grew and grew until it had so many flowers upon it that it was a wonder to behold. Indeed, I was just passing their flat one time and I saw that lovely bush growing in the garden, and I just stopped because the smell of it was so lovely. I just stopped and I let the smell of it waft over me. And then, even as my eyes were closed, I heard a woman saying, "It's lovely, isn't it?" And I opened my eyes and there she was. I said, "Oh, yes, it's very lovely. It's a lovely bush. I never smelt one of these bushes so fragrant, so lovely." And by now the other woman had shown up, and the two of them, they could see how much I liked the bush, and they said, "Would you like to know the story behind this bush?" I said, "Yes, of course." And that's when they told me the story that I just told you. Yes, the very same story that I just told you.